You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Tak sameach. It's special to be here in the studio with you today.
And we're talking to Rabbi Nochum Shapira, the rabbi of Chabad North Shore. I'd like to ask you about Shavuot. Can you please tell us about Shavuot, the festival, the customs?
Shavuot, of course, is going to be on Sunday and Monday this year here. Shavuot is the holiday that we celebrate the receiving of the Torah, the receiving of the law. Therefore, it's an amazing holiday. It's a time that God revealed himself in the greatest form and fashion that he ever did. It is the greatest time that we had revelation. It's the time that God gave us the Torah, the law, on Mount Sinai. And it's one of three festivals that we have, probably the least well-known of the three. Of course, everyone knows Passover. And then there's Sukkot, the Festival of Tabernacles. Shavuot is, you would think, the greatest of all those festivals, because it's when we really became a people, when God really chose us as a nation to be a light unto the nations, to teach morality and ethics to others. This is what the holiday is in essence.
That's how I see it myself, because on Passover, we went from slavery to freedom, but we became a nation only after we got the Torah.
In a certain way, we became a nation already in Passover. The uniqueness of Shavuot is when God chose each and every one of us as an individual also. That's what we're told by the Kabbalists, that we weren't just chosen as a chosen nation, which happened really in Passover, but on Shavuot, on this holiday, it's when God chose each individual Jew. And that's why when God speaks the Ten Commandments, he doesn't speak in plural. He says, I am God, your God, in the singular. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because this is not a communal pronouncement. This is an individual announcement to each and every one of us. So in other words, God speaks to everyone, to the greatest rabbi, to the simple Jew, to the little child. And he says to them, I am God, your God. That's powerful.
That's very powerful and interesting. Can you describe to our listeners the Ma'amad Har Sinai? What happened before getting the Torah, the preparations, and how the people got ready for it?
Well, that was obviously, first of all, straight out of going out of Egypt. They started counting days because they were told they're going to get the Torah in 49 days. So they started counting one day, second day, third day, until finally reaching 49 days. On the 50th day, we received the Torah. Also beforehand, we're told that when they arrived to Mount Sinai, to the desert of Sinai, a unique thing happened, something that probably never happened before and probably never again. They came with such a sense of unity and oneness as a people that their essential souls became revealed. We're all one. And they kind of disregarded their differences, how one person is different to another, and we all came united together. The second day of arriving at Mount Sinai, God, through Moses, told Moses, go tell them you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. That's when really we were given the baton to be a light unto the nations. And there's no question that the Torah has been the guide for all monotheistic religions. And many of the laws in modern society originate in the laws of the Torah. And then, of course, the Jews became really excited for the giving of the Torah. There was there were a lot of special effects. There was thunder and lightning, the shofar sound. And then God revealed himself to them, to every soul. It was such an overwhelming experience that literally their souls were ready to expire because it was such a holy, godly experience that they had. But there's something very special and unique about this time as well, because as Maimonides, the event of the giving of the Torah is probably the most provable spiritual experience of any religion. Because every other religion starts with one person, two people, 12 people, six people having a vision. And then they go and convince everyone else that was true. In Judaism, it wasn't one person convincing us. The entire nation, upwards of 2 million people, stood at Sinai when God revealed himself.
There were 2 million Jews?
2 million Jews at that time, standing at Sinai. They, upwards of 2 million, 2 to 3 million.
How many years ago we are talking about?
We're talking an exact number this year, which is a beautiful thing. It's 3,330 years since the giving of the Torah. Every year with an eight is a very special year. Judaism, the years with eight are very powerful. It's when we went out of Egypt, when Abraham was born. It's when we went into Israel. It's when we received the Torah. It's when the first temple was built. It's when the second temple was built. It's also when the first temple and second temple were destroyed. And of course, we know 1948. We've had tremendous things happen in the year of eight. And truth is, this year in Israel as well, it's certainly the opening of the United States Embassy is also a special thing happening in the year of eight. But we hope that it'll be even greater than that when we once again have this divine revelation. So it's 3,330 years since then. Now, I remember when it was 3,300 years, 30 years ago, the Rebbe made a tremendous effort to tell everyone to go to synagogue to hear the Ten Commandments on Sunday. In all synagogues, we're going to be reading the Ten Commandments again. And we're told that this is not just something that we're listening to that happened 3,300 years ago. The mystics tell us that on a spiritual level, what is taking place at that moment is that there's a reenactment of the power of the original time that we received the Torah when we're in synagogue listening to the Ten Commandments this year. So it's happening for the 3,330th time. And therefore, just like in the first time, not only adults were there, but children, even babies, we should try to bring our children and our infants to be in the synagogue to hear this most, the Ten Commandments, God's revelation to us. And hopefully, if we're lucky, it'll resonate in our souls.
Can you mention a few customs for Shavuot?
So one of the customs is that we're up all night, the night before the giving of the Torah. And the reason is because we're told that the Jews actually had a good sleep that night and God had to wake them up, which is an interesting discussion, but we don't have the time for that now. But why would they sleep the night before receiving the Torah? So to rectify that, that's why it's called Tikkun Leil Shavuot. So in most communities, you'll have lectures and lessons and talks and study on the night preparing for the giving of the Torah, because we're so excited about the giving of the Torah, we're getting ready for it. And the other known custom of on Pesach, we're limited what we eat. On Sukkot, we're limited where we eat. On Shavuot, we're not limited at all. We could eat whatever. But we do have a custom to eat a dairy meal as well. And there are many reasons given for this. Moses went on the mountain and got the Torah in 40 days, and chalav in Hebrew, his numeric value is 40. There's another reason is that the Torah was given on Shabbat, and the Jews were not able to prepare meat. Any meat that they had beforehand wouldn't have been kosher anymore, because now they got the law and they learned how to prepare their meat differently. More mystical level, chalav, milk, is associated with chesed, with kindness. And therefore, the Torah, we want to focus, the Torah is kindness to the world.
Rabbi Nochum Shapira, Rabbi of Chabad North Shore, thank you for coming to the studio a few days before Shavuot. We wish you Chag Shavuot Sameach.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.